coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Clubbing day na naman tayo, naman, J-Cast!
Updated na updated yung sound natin, ha? Chos, hindi. Parang ano pa yan, ha? 1988.
Ano, joke nga. Oo nga, alam mo naman si Direk, ano eh, old, ano to eh, old soul, diba?
Old soul.
Oo, mas alam pa niya yung mga 1950s and 60s na songs compared sa atin. Ayan.
Pero ang gusto ko lang muna i-welcome bagong lahat.
Yes.
Welcome to your ponytail!
I know, right?
The debut, ladies and gentlemen. Alam mo, si Jessie
first
and... Mahilig lang yan yung sa isang style niya na ano, na classic
straight.
At comfortable siya.
Yes,
so
yes,
ngayon,
yes.
Nagulat ang social media universe. Biglang naka-ponytail siya. Aba, something's in the water.
I know, right? Actually, sa office kanina, nagulat. Everyone was shocked. Like, even yung mga security guard, they were like, I was like, ano nangyari? But parang wow, it's different. Like,
ano ba slow motion yung lakad mo tapos parang hinahangin-hangin ponytail mo. Ayan.
Hindi kasi I'll be honest with you, nainitan lang talaga ako because I was wearing the wrong jacket. I thought kasi it's still spring po dito sa US. Tapos medyo it was so cold this morning and then nag-drop. Kasi ko ang init naman to. Alang nga namang alisin ko yung, di ba, I was just wearing this, ano, di ba, pangit naman tingnan. Mukha kong
spaghetti,
ano, bawal din
peggy.
Eh. Oo, so parang may bubelya pa ako, di ba? They might think, ano ba yan? Ano ba, may porn star ba tayo?
Ariana Grande.
Kaya nga, sabi ko, you know what, I decided to put my hair up. So,
ang ganda, I love it, kasi you're changing your looks na.
I know, sige, once in a blue, gagawin ko to. Tsaka, syempre, special ang guest natin ngayong araw na to, di ba?
Yes.
Ang gwapo, grabe. Kaya talagang, kailangan kong dalhin ang aking ponytail look. Yan, kasi nga, ang gwapo, grabe, nagulat ako. Gwapo naman talaga siya, pero nung nakita namin siya kanina, yung, you know, pagpasok, sabi ko, oh my God, mas gwapo pala
tama.
Siya. Imagine pag na-meet natin siya in person.
Kaya nga, ibig lang yung nagkaroon ako ng MPQ.
Anong MPQ?
Mamaya ko na sasabihin sa'yo.
parang bastos ata yun eh, no? So anyway, naku, nakalimutan natin mag-hi sa lahat.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon po sa lahat ng mga nanonood. Especially sa aming mahal na Dearest USA at sa mahal na mahal naming Pilipinas at sa buong mundo. At lalo na sa mga TFC subscribers, FYE Channel and Kumu, Jeepney TV po sa buong Pilipinas, Facebook and YouTube. J-Cas, ikaw naman, go!
Yes, hello TFC. And hello mga Communisense natin sa FYE Channel at mga pasahero ng Jeepney TV. Good
yes.
morning po sa lahat ng mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe!
I love it whenever you say that.
Yes.
Grabe guys, excited na ba kayo? Oh my God. At saka, ang ganda-ganda naman nung ano, nung latest niyang EP, no? Yung ulit-ulit.
Oo nga eh.
Paulit-ulit ko actually
kaso
siyang pinanood.
Kaso nga lang paulit-ulit siya, joke.
Oo, ang ganda.
Kasi ulit-ulit.
At saka, paulit-ulit mo din siyang panonoorin kasi very catchy, no? Parang ano, parang, I don't know, parang may Korean vibe. Yung
hindi ko pa nga napapanood. Yan na nakalimutan ko, pero... yung music mismo, yung single niya, the first time you hear it, talagang mapapaindak ka na.
Sobrang ganda.
Mapapalisten ka ng paulit,
ulit. Yeah. O sige na po, i-introduce ko na ang ating special guest for this more night. Again, mainit na mainit ang ating more night as we have one of the scorching hot singers from the Philippines. He's a Filipino singer, songwriter, actor, and musician. He is best known as the winner of the second season of The Voice of the Philippines last 2014. Hindi ko makakalimutan yung ano niya, yung audition niya, kakaiba yon. Pag-uusapan natin yon in a bit. Since then, his self-titled album was released, performed with David Foster, became a regular in ASAP, and also part of the R&B group Soulja with singing legends Jaya and JR. This year has released his latest single, Ulit Ulit, and everyone is excited for his upcoming EP. Let's get to know him better and hopefully hear the world-class voice of this crooner. Guys, let's welcome Mr. Jason D.
Hello! Hello everyone who's watching. Magandang araw po sa inyo. I don't know. Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon.
Yes, lahat yan.
Sa lahat. O sa mga Bisaya diha, di pa greet og Bisaya.
Ay, o diha, Jesus, ang mga Bisaya diha, karon nga katanda og paminaw. Maing adlaw sa inyo tanan diha. Magtanag og kiram diha.
Wow, talagang nakakaiba, no? As in, I wasn't expecting talaga na. I thought like your family is from Butuan. But I wasn't expecting that kasi may iba na parang their family's from Butuan and you just go there once in a blue tapos kaya ka marunong magbisaya ng konti. Pero ikaw talaga, you grew up, so wala kang accent na Bisaya, no?
Hanuman wala yung accent?
Oo.
Yeah, dirin ako sa Manila na ako nag-college. So I moved here when I was 16. So in the beginning, naapay accent gamay, medyo struggle din nung napag-adapt sa Tagalog. But throughout the years, parang nasanay na lang din. Pero although, wala, gaya po nawala akong Bisaya kay, siyempre din sa balay, kami nila mama, ako yung suon.
Ah, mag-Bisaya.
Kaya mag-Bisaya. Okay.
Kahit naging Manila boy na siya, pero I'm sure matikas pa rin yung dila niya. At useful yan in some ways.
Ilang dila yan, bastos ka.
Pero ito, ilang minutes pa lang tayo, nagsimula na ako. Paano ba yan?
Ako patay. Pero wait, Jason. Hindi, ang galing kasi, Huya, I know a lot of people that they live in Manila probably since they were like even 12, yeah, mga 15, 16, hanggang sa tumanda na, grabe pa rin yung accent kahit nga taga dito, taga US. Eh. As in, maririnig mo. Ano mo, the only shows, Jason, na magaling ka talagang artist. Kasi yung mga magagaling na artist talaga, they can easily like adapt and learn, you know, how to speak the dialect and the yung accent na aalis nila. Napapansin ko usually mga artist yung magagaling na ganun eh. 'Di ba?
Yeah. Thank you.
Pero bago ang lahat, bago natin ituloy ang ating chikahan, kailangan ka muna namin siyempre, i-welcome.
Oo nga,
hindi nahugasan yung overglass. Ano
ka ba? Kahit hindi nahugas, hindi naman nila malalaman yun eh.
Ano ka ba? Gusto kong mag-wine. Joke, hindi to wine na. Kape po to.
Ako tubig.
Oo nga. So anyways, sa sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA, guys, ito na po ang pinakakaabangan nyo. Mr. Jason D., welcome to... Over a glass or two.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ayan. Salamat, Jill, sa astig na magna to.
Cheers.
Wait, magpicture-picture pa ta dong.
First, special ka kasi ngayon lang ako nag-ponytail. So,
naririnig ko kanina.
Hindi ako nagpo-ponytail ngayon lang. Special ka dahil sa'yo. Ayan. Okay, go. Sige. 1, 2, 3. Ayan.
Yun.
Ayan, kwentuhan na tayo. By the way, ha, congratulations sa bagong single mo. Ang galing.
Thank you.
Jason, I just wanna congratulate you for entering the disco pop era.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you po.
What made you flex and explore this genre of disco pop?
Well, always been a fan of the genre naman. Kasi para ang medyo nakilala yata ako ng mga tao na mas ballad or mas, you know, mas crooner, mas slower yung mga kinakanta. I wanted to try something new. I wanted to explore, experiment. And I just wanted to dance. I just wanted something upbeat.
Okay.
Just wanted to move. So I was very inspired by the recent, yun nga, disco pop resurgence recently with like The Weeknd and Dua Lipa and, you know, many other artists.
Oh, even Sarah Hieronimo.
Oh,
yes,
oh yeah, right? Okay, Sana, okay, yeah. Okay.
So I think, yeah, parang I felt it in the atmosphere, no? Parang okay yata. Okay.
Ba't may Koreano dyan? Sino yan?
Kaya nga, Koreano! You, serious? Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Sabi ko nga sa'yo eh, Jason, kulang na lang sa'yo is, I hope that you know how to speak Korean because you know what? You're gonna be huge.
Annyeong haseyo.
Annyeong haseyo.
Ilang ang alam ko eh. Annyeong haseyo eh.
I know. Kasi you look like Korean. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people like always mistaken you like mukha kang Korean actor, like celebrity, right?
A little bit, yung look mo? I think kasi yung features natin is, I'm a little fairer than usual and may I have a quarter Chinese kasi and may kasi kaya D. So I think
kaya nga Dino. I was about to say that kasi may Dino. Mm-hmm. Pero wait, pag-usapan nga natin sa dami-dami natin pag-uusapan pa pero gusto ko malaman na like I know you wrote that song, right? Ulit
yes.
Ulit. Is this your first single? Like after like so many years? Ito yung first single mo or
it's been a while since I released an original. The last release that I did was in 2020 pa during the pandemic. So it's been a while. And gusto ko sana na this is my first release with Star Music, so I was under a different label before, but this is our first collaboration with Star Music, and I was very excited about this release kasi nga I wanted to try something different, and I wanted something na medyo upbeat, medyo disco pop, and ayun, I'm very excited with this collaboration kasi Star Music was very receptive mm-hmm. with my ideas and they were very supportive with the things that I wanted to do. So, and I'm very happy with the response that I've been getting from the people who have listened to the song. So, ayun, nakakatuwa. It's very exciting.
Did you collab with anyone in this, ano, in Ulit Ulit o ikaw lang?
When you wrote it?
Or just me. Ako lang.
Oh.
Pati yung ano video music video kakaiba. Wait, first si okay. Sino ang nag-conceptualize ng music video? Ang galing eh, nakakatuwa.
Saan mapakita ni Direk?
Kaya ako nga eh, Direk. Oo nga si Direk nasa ano eh, nasa nag-rest din saglit. Ikaw lang din?
Yes po.
Wow, ang artistic.
I wanted to
talaga.
Thank you. Kasi nga because the song, the title itself is called Ulit Ulit, so I wanted to play with like the idea of repetition. I wanted to repeat myself also, so dinamihan ko rin yung sarili ko, klinoon ko rin yung sarili ko. Gusto ko na parang banda, and then I was like, I'm all of the members. I was inspired with like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the music video for Heya ng Outkast before, na parang siya din, marami din siya.
Oo nga.
Yeah.
Marami siyang character na lumalabas sa bawat sulok. Oo.
Yes. So I wanted to kind of emulate that. So yeah, very very disco 70s like with the fashion, like the clothes, the aesthetic, the background,
everything.
Even
yung everything.
Parang intro. Yeah, I was also inspired with like the 70s na yung mga variety shows before, yung mga Ed Sullivan show, mga Sonny and Cher. So yun yung mga mainly those are the inspirations for the music video.
Hindi tsaka yes, that's something to do with kasi usually pag musically inclined ang family, lalo na pag mahilig kang, you know, you love to sing with the full family, lalo na yung mga parents, 'di ba? Pati na invite mo yun, 'di ba? 'Di ba na parang sige, gusto ni mom to, gusto ni dad to. Ang galing no.
Pero oh, yeah.
Does it run in your family? Like lahat ba kayo sing ano, family of singers or
I think my dad is siya yung pinaka musically inclined talaga sa amin. Siya yung kumakanta.
Oh, okay.
Pero yeah, it's me and my dad.
Ang galing. Pero to yung what about the ano, the song? Like who was your inspiration? Ano ba yan galing sa ano yan? Kasi masakit? Ano ba? Nasaktan ka ba? Nung why did you wrote that song? What's the reason behind that song?
Hindi naman siya super like specific to my experience, pero yeah, I was getting inspiration from stories from my friends and from
ano yung mga relationship na mga kasi the song talks about yung you come to a stage in a relationship na parang lagi na kayo nag-aaway, and yung pinag-aawayan niyo is the same thing over and over again. Parang walang nare-resolve, walang naaayos, kasi no, you're not listening to each other, no one's compromising.
Yes.
So I wanted to make a song out of that concept. I actually wrote the song quite a while. I think it's been, I wrote this in 2017, I think. So, oh, wow. Ngayon ko lang siya na-release. It's been in the bank. It's been in, you know, in my back catalog ever since. And, yun nga, finally, I think the timing then also was right. Because I already had the concept of doing this in a more disco type na, ano, 70s type na genre ng music. Kasi gusto ko yung parang medyo juxtapose ko siya na, kasi yung kanta medyo masakit. Yung concept niya, I mean, yung lyrics niya medyo masakit. Pero masaya yung tunog. Diba parang,
yeah, exactly.
Parang
exactly.
Ano, you're dancing pero lonely ka. Parang
pero lonely ka, exactly.
Yeah.
Asan na ba si J-Cast na wala? J-Cast, nasan ka na? Anong nangyari sa'yo? I-message mo nga. Oo. Pero
nawala.
Galing mo kasi, ano, siguro na, ano, kasi kanina nagkaka-problem siya sa, ano niya, sa internet. So wait, so, ibig sabihin nun, hindi ka pa nasasaktan? I mean,
nasaktan naman na. Dumaan na naman tayo dun sa mga masasakit na ano. Pero hindi ako kasi sa ano relationship pag medyo may ano may something na hindi maganda, I like to talk it out kasi. So gusto ko na gusto ko na na-resolve. Ayoko parang yung hindi kayo nag-uusap, hindi kayo parang nagkakaanuhan kayo. Karabang ka na nagkasumpaki mo ba nga ka na dili na mo mag-istorya. Ganaan na.
Oh, I know.
So, if as much as possible, if we can talk it out, if we can resolve it now. I don't want to go to bed parang na galit ako sa iyo and galit ka rin sa akin.
Exactly, so, exactly. Sabi nga nila, ano, parang never go, ayun, nawala. Mamaya ako nasabi. Nawala ako.
Parang something like that.
Something like that. Something to that effect, right?
Yes.
Don't go to bed with an argument. Something like that. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Don't sleep over. I mean, parang, basta yun na yun. So anyways, pero wait ah, hold on. So ibig sabihin, yung girlfriend mo ngayon, ang swerte kasi, di ba? Meron ba?
Ako, sana nga na meron. Wala,
wait,
single,
you're
single?
Single?
Yeah, I'm single now.
Wait, is that by choice or busy ka lang talaga or wala ka pang napupusuan?
Hindi ko alam. Although, siguro a little bit by choice, yeah, I think. Parang hindi ko naman siya actively na hinahanap. I think kung merong dumating or kung may, you know, if I meet someone that, you know, na magustuhan ko, you know, why not? I'm not closing my doors. Pero for now, parang wala pa naman. It's
wala
not the top of my priorities right now.
Exactly. So, ano muna, no? Pero just in case...
Trabaho muna.
Pero just in case na, na tipong naghahanap ka ngayon or alam mo, parang alam mo feel ko na ano eh may kaya ka pag ano malabig ang gabi
pag malamig
ng magpasko yung ganun ang peg. So what is your typical, you know, like the typical girl like on your list, yung nasa utak mo or nasa bucket list mo, ito dapat siya, ito dapat siya. So ano usually type ni Mr. Jason Day?
So, you know, aside from the physical, siguro importante yung ano, physical attraction, di ba? Siyempre, maganda.
Physical
yung
attributes, oo.
Yes,
kailangan ba maganda? Tisay? Parang mala J... Asa pa si J-Cast joke? Parang si J-Cast, gumaganong-ganon na yan eh. Mga ganito ba?
Tapos ayun, sana maayos yun eh, ano niya.
Oo nga, nasa ka ba J-Cast? Naman si J-Cast, nakakaloka eh. Okay, ang ganda-ganda. Ito pa naman yung favorite topic niyan. Kasi usually topic namin pag love life sa gitna niya. Kaso ang ganda nung, ano mo eh, nung song. The song is like about love life. So, linunan na natin yung love life na topic. So, okay, so ang physical attributes, anong gusto mo sa isang babae?
Ano naman, wala naman akong like super type talaga na distinct. Siguro, wala. Kasi iniisip ko yung mga exes ko before kung may type ba ako. Wala naman.
Iba-iba sila kung baga.
Yung attraction ko lang talaga, kung ma-attract ako, ma-attract ako. But yeah, aside from the physical appearance, I think importante sa akin yung ano, sense of humor. Gusto ko yung napapatawa ako.
Totoo.
Gusto ko yung, at gusto ko yung natatawa siya sa mga jokes ko rin.
Jokes mo. Kahit corny, no?
Yeah. Gusto ko yung we get each other's humor. And also a good conversation, yung masarap kausap, yung
exactly.
Yung someone I can learn from. So I like learning about new things. So more than the physical attributes, yung kung ano yung nasa utak, yung
sa bagay. O Jcas, nasaan ka na? Single kasi si Jcas, joke. Kung si Jcas andito, kanina pa yung nagpapakit. Tapos.
Yeah.
O sa bagay, ito totoo lang, no? Kasi minsan yung ano, yung physical, I mean, of course, importante yan, di ba?
Oh, yeah.
You have to compliment each other. Pero eventually, no, yung facade, parang pwedeng mag-diminish yan kasi as time goes by, tas nagiging parang eventually you're starting to learn that person is not really a good, she has no good character. Parang, di ba? Medyo bastos, medyo ganito, medyo mataray, or true. Kaya ka importante talaga, dapat it goes hand in hand, no?
Yeah.
Di ba?
And also, aside from the beauty and from the brains, kindness also. Yung puso, yung heart, yung character, yung how they treat, you know, their friends and family, how they treat service people. That's one thing that I really observe. Parang red flag talaga yan sa akin pag kunyari mataray sa waiter, mataray sa ano, parang
meron bang ganun?
Hindi,
oh. Meron bang nagtatay?
Mga ganun. It says a lot about a person's character, how they treat yung mga waiters natin.
Meron bang ganun? May nagtataray sa mga waiters? Mga security guard?
Meron. Yung parang, yung feeling nila na mas nakakaano sila. Parang medyo mas feeling nila, you know, mas nakakaangat sila. Parang, uy, para red flag yan. I mean, we should treat each other with respect, diba? Regardless parang, of...
Yeah. Oo, nakakatakot yun. Ako, yung sa waiter, naku, patay ka.
Oo, naku, wag na, wag
baka
na.
Lang yun. They might spit on your...
Na sa lahat, wag lang sa
they might spit on your drink or your food,
exactly.
Right? Like, patay ka, kaya dapat magpapait ka sa mga ganun. Yeah, tsaka so, dapat it has to be every... Kumbaga, dapat walang mataas, walang mababa. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter even if you're a celebrity or even if you're the CEO of the company. You have to see everyone as if everyone is equal, di ba?
Exactly.
Lahat tayo pantay-pantay sa mata ng Diyos. God. So, ibig sabihin nun, Jason, so, since wala ka pang, kahit dating, no, wala talaga, walang ganun.
Wala naman.
Okay. Sige, relate kita. Wala pa. Sige, re-reto kita. Sabi ko, re-reto kita. U.S. citizen ba? Parang kapunta ka dito, joke. Oo nga eh, no? Pero wait, so okay, so, yung album mo, no? So, wala ka after this EP, nagsusulat ka pa ba? Do you continue writing song for yourself or do you also write for other people? Kasi yung iba magagaling, like Bruno Mars, di ba? Di ba nag-start siya sa, he was writing songs, all these amazing songs na talagang nag-hit. Pero hindi para sa kanya, para sa ibang mga
other artists,
no? So ikaw ba, so ano ba, you're just writing songs for yourself?
I'm always writing. Yung if makikita mo yung voice memo ko or yung notes app ko sa phone, maraming lista doon ng mga ideas or mga concepts. Minsan pag nagsi-CR ako and may pumasok lang sa ano ko na idea, usually doon dumadating pag naliligo or, you know, when I'm on the toilet. The idea comes, I just get my phone, I start recording voice memos and stuff like that. I'm constantly writing naman when inspiration comes. I haven't written a song for other artists yet, but I'm open to the idea. I always want to collaborate with other artists. So hopefully, kahit isa sa mga nasulat ko na before, I hopefully mabigay ko siya sa ibang artists din. So, you know, to give it new life. But for this project, this upcoming project, this EP of mine, a couple of the songs I've written already. Pero kung may dumating man na idea na or concept na mas maganda or mas mapusuan ko, dadagdag ko siya sa EP.
Wow. So who's your inspiration? Like you know, a celebrity or a singer that you look up to?
You mentioned Bruno Mars. I'm a huge fan of Bruno Mars.
Oh wow.
I've always been an R&B person. Yun talaga yung ano ko, yung genre na hili ko talaga. So, I grew up listening to a lot of Stevie Wonder, a lot of Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, that's why I was really excited with this, yung ulit-ulit na song. Kasi yun yung aesthetic is very 70s.
Exactly.
And very retro. So,
oh,
I wanted
retro,
to...
Napaka-retro, no?
Yeah.
What about
yeah.
Filipino naman? Filipino?
Of course, sila Sir Gary, sila Sir Gary V, sila Sir Martin, yung mga icons natin talaga. Exactly, si Ms. Ridge. Exactly. Of course, si ano, ang aking coach sa The Voice of the Philippines, ang nag-iisang popstar royalty, Ms. Sarah Geronimo.
Oh my God. How is it working with ano with Sarah Geronimo?
Amazing. It's, alam mo, I've worked with her multiple times, you know, being on The Voice and on ASAP. And just recently, I was a guest on her concert, yung 20th anniversary concert niya, I was a guest. Pero every time I see her, nasa starstruck pa rin ako. Parang, grabe, Sarah Geronimo to. Yeah, there's something about her that's like, she has her own light. Parang she's really a star for me. But yeah, it's always a great experience working with Sarah. I always learn something from her every time I work with her. Kasi parang grabe yung professionalism, grabe yung excellence. Kailangan excellent lagi. Parang she always tries to one up herself. Parang she's her own biggest competition, kumbaga. Parang siya lang, nag-iisa siya talaga. And she always tries to reinvent herself. Pansin mo pag narinig mo pag may bago na naman siyang release, it doesn't sound like any other release that she
exactly
no? Yeah, it's always something new,
something new. Fresh. Tsaka, ang maganda sa kanya, hindi siya yung parang, I don't know what's a word for, best perfect word for the girl, nakakaumay na tipong diba yung iba, they kept on like releasing song after song after song, parang siya na naman siya talaga, she will release a song like like once in a blue, but talagang pag lumabas siya talagang boom, parang kabala Beyonce, no?
She takes her time. But yun nga, every time na may release, parang it's always an event. It's always, you know, something to look forward to.
Yes.
So yeah, I've been so honored and I'm really honored and so privileged to have a working relationship with Sam. Talagang someone I look up to, yeah.
Ang galing, ang galing. So wait, so napag-usapan na natin yan sila mga yung pero ito pag-usapan gusto kong curious ako. Like paano ka nag-umpisa? Kumanta. Like yung let's talk about like your growing up stage. You know, right. Like nung bata ka pa ba, 'di ba? I know you're from Butuan, right? Mm-hmm. Your family, were they like ano ba sila? You came from an affluent family? Anong klaseng childhood meron ka? Ano ka ba anong tawag doon yung laging sumasali sa mga
singing contest?
What do you call that? May term doon eh. Contesero,
yeah.
Oo, yung ganoon. Sa kwentong growing up in Butuan.
Yeah, okay, actually I was born in Cebu.
Cebu, so, okay.
Yeah, I was born in Cebu, ako pinanganak. Pero ano lang, I think doon lang talaga. I think my parents were there when my mom was pregnant. So doon ako pinanganak. But I really grew up in Butuan. So I grew up in Butuan City. And we're parang ano lang naman, middle class. I think I wouldn't say that we were like rich. I wouldn't say that I grew up in a rich family. Pero we were okay naman. I had a great childhood growing up. So yeah, I've always been very musical. Ang naaalala ko, earliest memory ko, lagi sinasabi sa akin ni mama ko, na instead daw na nanonood ako ng cartoons, MTV daw pinapanood ko. So mahilig doon talaga ako daw sa music, bata pa lang daw ako.
Sa music, yeah.
Okay. So I grew up, that's why I really love music videos. Kasi yun nga, na-expose ako sa at an early age sa MTV. So sabi ko parang, ang galing no, lagi, kasi hindi ko alam na, syempre bata, parang hindi ko alam na na-record na pala yan or na-shoot na pala yan. Sabi ko, ang galing no na nagagawa nila every time na parehas lagi. So akala ko live lagi yung music video.
Ah!
Yeah,
yun. Oo nga no, sa bagay, pag bata ka, isipin mo, galing ha, parang paulit-ulit lang ginagawa yan.
Kaya nga, so yeah, tapos lagi akong may ano na pag music, may kalakip lagi ng music video na parang hindi mo lang siya napapakinggan, parang pinapanood mo rin lagi ang music. So yun ako, this is a super big part of my growing up, ang MTV and also live music. Like I grew up watching a lot of ASAP, so I'm very like full circle moment for me na kasama ako sa ASAP ngayon. But when I was 10 years old, my mom enrolled me sa voice lessons kasi yun, parang narinig yata niya na, uy, parang nakakatoto si Jason na, parang nasa tono siya. So, she wanted me to, you know, hone my craft and improve my vocals. And, yeah, even up till now, I'm still taking voice lessons from the same teacher that I had when I was 10 years old.
You're still taking up voice lesson? Kahit na alam mo magaling na magaling ka na?
Yeah. It's always something. There's always something new to learn every day. Okay. And it's also parang it's a way for me to maintain also my technique and my how I sing. Also, it helps me improve. And every time na parang meron akong kailangan paghandaan, like if I have a concert or parang something big na ano. I always go to my voice teacher na, coach, can you help me out? Kasi may special event ako na something. So yeah, constantly learning ko, constantly taking voice lessons. Yeah. Actually, hindi ako, like you mentioned earlier, hindi ako contestero. Hindi ako sumasali sa mga singing contest kasi I had huge stage fright before. As in talagang sobrang mahiyain ako. Ayoko pag pinapakanta ako.
As in kahit high school?
Siguro high school medyo I started opening up na. But in the beginning, I was like super, super self-conscious kasi medyo mataba din ako dati when I was in grade school.
And, nobody knows that you can sing sa classmates mo?
No, I wouldn't tell them that. Actually,
Diyos ko, kakanta ako ng todo. Umpisa pa lang. Di pa nila tinatanong, kumakanta na ako. Okay. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, nung bata ako, mas dance troupe, mas sayaw ako kasi, at least kung dance troupe, mas marami kayo eh. So parang
yes, you have exactly.
Other people to dance with. Kasi minsan pag kumakanta ka, mag-isa ka lang sa stage, so mas nakakatakot yun for me. But growing up, I manage my stage fright na naman na. And I don't get as nervous. I still get a little nervous every now and then when I have to perform. Pero hindi na ganun ka-grabe yung kaba ko pag kumakanta. So, in high school, siguro around yung medyo pag-graduate na ako, mga third year, fourth year high school, dun na medyo parang nag-open up na. And medyo, lagi na akong kumakanta kata sa mga school events. Yung lagi mga acquaintance party, mga Christmas
feeling
party.
Ko dahil kailangan mo nang magpa-pogi points. Diba?
Feeling ko din.
Diba? Ganun naman yun, parang, kailangan ko magpa-pogi points na dito sa mga curies, ha? Diba?
Parang dagdag pogi points yata na kumakanta tayo.
If marunong ka kumanta, diba?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Sabi mo nga hindi ka sumasali sa mga contest, right? So, bakit bigla kang sumali sa The Voice?
Yeah. Actually, The Voice was the first na contest na talagang sinalihan ko na. Yeah.
Wait, before mo ikwento yan, before natin i-continue, nag-college ka, di ba, sa UST ka? Nag-college, right?
Yes.
So, nung college, syempre, what was your batch? Course?
At yun sa college ko din, medyo it's been a journey din kasi nagsimula ako na computer science and then feeling ko kasi yun yung parang dun ako makakaano kasi in demand ngayon ang tech and IT so computer science ako but naramdaman ko siguro my second year in parang this is not really for me I really wanted to pursue music talaga parang namahal ko na talaga yung music parang kasi parang on the side, I was working as a, parang, ang tawag namin haranista. There was a company called harano.ph, which is like a modern day singing telegram service.
Okay.
So, I worked part-time as a haranista. So, kung may mga, may mga special occasions or events na kailangan nila ng singer, may paharana sila for like anniversaries or birthdays. Part ako dun sa company na yun. So, nahahire ako to serenade sa mga special events. So, also that experience also for me made me less nervous also. Medyo kumapal na yung mukha ko nun because of that experience sa pagiging haranista. Kasi we used to do the thing in public eh.
Like, by yourself or madami kayong nangaharana?
By myself. And then, I have
a guitar. If the price is right, or maganda siguro yung salary noon. Kaya parang, kakapal ako na mukha ko. Okay.
It was okay, pero, it was, I got by with the money that I made, doing that. May kasama akong gitarista, usually, or minsan ako na mismo yung nagigitara. But yeah, kunyari pag may mga proposal or mga public proposal, parang may mga flash mob, ganyan-ganyan.
Tapos ikaw
kakanta ako sa public, yeah. Meron akong nagawa one time sa QC Memorial Circle yata. And then, of course, syempre yung mga tao na pumupunta, nakikurious sila anong nangyayari. So, sometimes a crowd would form in, you know, in front of us. So, ayun. So, medyo nahasa na yung public singing ko, kumbaga. Kasi, you never know. Sometimes, it'll be in a restaurant or parang sa harap ng bahay. Talagang harana na. At yung nasa balcony.
As in, haharana ka? Meron pa ba, until now, meron pang ganun? Haranis?
Yeah, andan pa din sila. Harana.ph.
What is it? Harana.ph?
Yes, that's the website.
Teka nga, bago mo i-continue pa yung journey mo, i-kwento na, i-continue pa yung journey mo, baka naman pa-sample naman. Kahit sige na, ano lang, kahit chorus lang. Sample ng isang harana, tapos mamaya yung, ano mo ha, yung ulit-ulit ha, kahit chorus lang. Pero ngayon, sample lang nung kinanta mo, nung favorite mo na kinanta nung Harana Days. Ano?
siguro, ano, lagi nare-request sa akin is,
ang nakalipas ay ipabalik natin. Ooh, ipapaalala ko sa'yo ang aking pangako, ang pag-ibig ko'y lagi sa'yo, kahit maputi na ang buho ko.
Oh my God! Favorite song ko yun, pero at the same time,
talaga?
Holy crap, wow. Your voice, because my mom and dad, they always sing that. But my God, pati ba ang mga
thank
kapatid
you
mo, ganyan kaganda boses?
Ako lang, wala yung kumakanta sa mga siblings namin. Actually, dalawa lang kami. My brother, yeah. Ako lang yung kumakanta.
Brother and siblings mo, ilan? Ilan sila?
Isa lang, dalawa lang kami. Ako yung older.
Brother and you?
Yes.
Grabe, ang ganda. Alam mo, minsan, I mean, nawawaw talaga ako. Mabibilib ako sa mga galing na boses. Pero your voice is really like crisp. Ang galing.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Do you think it's because nahone yung talent mo? It's because of, you know, you started going to voice lessons since you were 10 years old, right?
Yeah, I think it's a huge part of the way I sing right now, how I sing. Is the technique that I've been taught by my voice teacher, Sir Marvin Gayramon. I've learned throughout the years different techniques and different styles. But also, you know, siguro dahil sa mga musical influences ko din. Of course, you know, when you're starting to learn, you try to mimic and you try to copy the styles of your favorite artists. So,
ibig sabihin yung mga batang may tono lang, pero they're not as good as like you. So, let's say mga 10, 11 years old. So, pwedeng ma-develop yung voice?
Yes, pwede talaga. I think more than the technique and how you use your voice, I think the musicality has to be there. Yun naman yung importante. Exactly. Like, kahit yung ear mo for your ear mo for different keys and different pitches, yun ang medyo mahirap ituro. Pero yung style and how you use your voice, your techniques, kasi ano lang din naman, your vocal cords is just a muscle. So may mga different types of techniques that you can use with your, you know, mouth and how you breathe. So yun yung mga natututunan ko talaga. And yung sa mga ibang classmates ko din, I noticed na throughout the years talagang gumagaling sila talaga. So nahahasa talaga siya.
So may pag-asa siguro ko, joke.
Meron.
No, I doubt it. Impossible. Nagtataka rin ako mga Bisaya, 'di ba? They love to sing, right? My whole family actually, mom, dad, mom, not sa mom side, but dad ko, 10 sila ata magkakapatid. They all sing. Beautiful voice. Hindi ko alam anong nangyari, nag-skip sa akin, parang nag-ganon.
Tumalon.
So okay, let's continue. So do sa Harana Days mo, di ba?
Yes.
So after nung college ka, right? So syempre kumakanta ka noon. So I'm sure, Diyos ko, ang daming babaeng nababali, umiikot ang mga panty. Diyos ko, pag naririnig ka nilang kumanta, di ba? Syempre, ayan na, baka nga inisip ko, baka yung nagpo-propose, ikaw yung kumakanta, parang, Parang ikaw na lang sana. Ikaw na lang sana yung jowa ko, hindi ito.
Sa akin na in love eh.
Oo, sa'yo na in love. Pero totoo ha, yung pag maganda ang boses ng isang tao, babae man o lalaki, kahit hindi talaga, you know, yung hindi talaga ganun ka-appeal or biglang nagiging, ay, ang gwapo pala niya. Ay, ang ganda pala niya. Di ba?
Pang
plus points
parang
talaga.
Parang dagdag sa appeal ng isang appeal tao, mo, musically no? Inclined.
Grabe. Yeah. Ito, ang magandang panon, sumasayaw ka. You're a dancer and a singer. Kasi hindi lahat ng singer magaling kumanta. Yung iba kumakanta. Ay, hindi lahat ng singer magaling sumayaw. But ikaw, total package. So okay, so continue mo na. So Harana Days, so who force you or convince you and beg you to join, di ba, of The Voice?
Ako lang talaga. So when I was in college,
okay,
yun nga, medyo nagkakaano ako na hindi ko alam kung tutuloy ko ba itong computer science kasi hindi ko na siya masyadong natitripan eh. And okay. Parang hindi ko na nakikita yung sarili ko na ito yung ginagawa ko for the rest of my life.
Okay.
So, nag-shift ako sa UST din. So, I took up, sabi ko, I just bit the bullet and I'm gonna take music, I'm gonna take this seriously. So, nag-shift ako to music. I took up Conservatory of Music and yun yung naging course ko talaga sa UST. And UST has an amazing conservatory music program.
Okay, wow.
So, because, yeah, I want to take this seriously. So I nag-music na ako. I was doing music for 2 years as my course in school, as my major. And then ayun na, feeling ko na gusto kong ma-penetrate na talaga yung music business natin, yung music industry natin. And at that time, wala pang TikTok, wala pang Facebook. May Facebook na, but it's not as
big as
may mga social
now.
Media na naman. Yes, it's not as, you know, how saturated it is right now. How, mm-hmm. you know, it's everywhere and everyone can be viral nowadays, diba? So, pero nung time na yun, may YouTube na rin. Also, aside from my Haranista days, nag-YouTube na rin ako at that time. So, I was posting covers, I was doing,
oh, wow. Okay.
You know, my original stuff din on YouTube. But yeah, gusto ko sana talaga makapasok na sa music industry. And at that time, one of the ways to really do it was to be on reality singing competitions. But I think that was one of the gateways to make it into the business. And I was a huge fan of The Voice franchise. You know, super fan talaga ako. Pinapanood ko siya talaga. Kasi sobrang ganda nung concept ng idea nung show na even before they see you, they just hear your voice. And that sets, you know, your first impression, that sets everything na parang boses mo lang ang kailangan pakinggan. Without knowing your backstory or how you look like, parang that's the first thing that they hear is your voice. Sabi ko, wow, ang galing. And then nalaman ko pa na si Sarah is gonna be one of the coaches. I really want to work with her. So, but even before that, like I said, I wanted to make it in the business, and the way to do that was reality singing competitions. Nag-audition ako sa maraming ibang singing competitions din aside from The Voice. So,
okay.
I auditioned for X Factor, I auditioned for Filipinas Got Talent, The Voice Season 1. What a lot of people don't know is that before you get to the actual show, you have to do pre-auditions kasi muna. So may mga screening kasi muna yan. So before dati, pag nag-audition ako, hindi ako nakakapasa dun sa mga screening.
No. Kahit Pinoy Got Talent?
Yeah. Hanggang first screening lang ako, hindi ako nakakapasok. I think siguro kasi sa sobrang dami namin, and siguro
sobrang
maybe I didn't...
Sobrang daming magaling. Oh.
Sobrang daming magaling. It just wasn't my time, or maybe it was wrong song choice.
Exactly.
Siguro it didn't really feature my voice. So, yun. So maraming rejections din talaga. And siguro, at that time, I was feeling very defeated na parang wala eh. Walang nangyayari. Hindi ako nakakapasok. And that takes a toll on your, you know, your self-confidence.
Exactly.
Your self-worth na parang,
yes.
Tama ba itong ginagawa ko? Kasi parang, hindi na, walang, na, walang, oo, walang napupuntahan.
Correct.
Yeah. And when I was doing that, I took a break from school muna. So sabi ko, I'm gonna take a year off and go on audition sa mga shows. See where this takes me. And then, dahil wala nang nangyayari, lagi akong hindi nakakapasa. Sabi ko, I'm just gonna go back to school na lang. Para pagpatuloy ko na lang yung degree ko sa music. Kung wala talaga,
pero,
hindi talaga.
Pero wait, so, okay, so nag-stop ka, no? Ano sinabi ng parents mo? Kasi yung ibang parents, di ba, imagine mo, bilib ako kasi supportive sila. Kasi yung iba, majority ng parents are like, wait, from like IT that you kumaga, you have a lucrative job, right? Like, baka mag-US ka pa, blah, 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 kasi it's IT, right? Tapos biglang music. Usually, di ba, usually mga Bisaya pa na parents, you know, parents ko Bisaya, parang,
I know.
Huy, naunsa naman ka, uy, parang, I mean,
ganun mag-music-music man ka, may kwarta diha. Exactly. Ayun,
music man din, uli kwarta diha. Pag IT na lang, uy, pag doktor, pag lawyer. Yeah.
Humana na lang music. Na yung IT-IT, uy, ganun, ship-ship man ka.
Mag-ship-ship lang. So, okay, Rat, I mean, your parents, like, said, okay. They were supportive.
Yeah, my mom was okay with me shifting to music. Tapos,
wow, okay.
Actually, hindi ko sinabi sa kanila na nag-audition ako sa mga school, sa mga contest. Hindi ko sinabi sa kanila.
Oh my God, okay.
Secret lang. Oh. Kasi I didn't want to tell them the ano na na-reject ako kasi baka, you know, I didn't want to tell them the bad news. So sinarili ko lang muna nung mga hindi ako nakakapasa. Okay. And also, I was by myself here in Manila when I was in college. So ako lang mag-isa dito. And my mom was working in Singapore as a nurse.
Ah, so nursing was, yung mama. Mabuti hindi ka kinulit mag-nurse. Mag-nursing. Kasi usually, pag nasa medical field ang parents, whatever happens, I'm not gonna support you pag dili ka mag-nursing or mag-doktor, di ba? Kinahanlan, you have to follow my path. Parang ganun. Okay. And then,
okay naman, wala naman.
So, hindi mo sinabi. Ako, nag-galit
ko sila.
Okay.
Ayan na si Jeka.
Oh my God, ayan na si Jeka.
At nagbabalik.
Anong nangyari? What happened?
First time po dito sa Brooklyn, nawala po yung wifi sa buong area namin.
Oh no. My God! Sa New York pa talaga?
No, I went out. I have 3 roommates and I asked them and they don't have it too and it's the area. So, sabi ko, oy, sarap pa naman kausap ni Jason. Oh my God, pero I'm back. Sana hindi naman wala. Sorry, Jason.
Okay,
it's alright.
Okay.
Sorry, everyone. Okay. Oy,
welcome
ano
back.
Na pinag-usapan ninyo?
Ang dami na. Man, panoorin mo na lang to, Jekas.
Okay. Mag-login ako mamaya ulit.
Okay. Correct. Pero wait, so okay. So, napag-usapan namin ngayon, yung journey niya sa The Voice. Pero before that, nakakatawa kasi, nagkukwento si Jason na, nag-shift siya from music tapos hindi niya sinabi sa parents niya. Di ba mga, usually yung parents, pag tipong IT ka, tapos bigla ka mag-music, sus, wali kwarta diha, no? O pag-ship-ship ka diha. Pero okay, sorry, okay. Continue your kwento. Go ahead, Jason.
So, ayun nga, I took a break muna from college to audition to different reality singing competitions. Okay. But I wasn't being accepted. I was being rejected from a lot of them. So, parang feeling ko, siguro hindi yata to. This is really the path for me. Yeah. And then, the trailer for the second season of The Voice aired. Sabi, nakita ko yung commercial. I was like, eto na naman. I think, I gave myself an ultimatum. I was like, this is gonna be the last time that I'm gonna audition for something.
Okay.
And if I still don't get this, then I'm gonna go back to school.
Okay.
Sige, sabi ko, I'm gonna give myself this one last chance. And kung wala, kasi parang humingi na ako ng sign from God na sabi ko, Lord, eto na ba yun? Ito, kung wala pa rin talaga, okay, balik na ako school. And then, yeah, so they announced the dates for the auditions. So I went to one of the malls that they were doing the first screening at. And then, sabi ko, punta ako maaga. 8 a.m. punta ako para wala masyadong tao. Pagdating ko ng alas 8, yung linya, tatlong beses nang umikot dun sa mall. So sobrang daming tao nag-audition.
Oh my God. Anong time? Anong time?
Mga 8 a.m. I came at 8 a.m. I thought I was super early na ng 8. But apparently people were already lining up at around 3 a.m. 4 a.m.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Anong oras ka nasalang?
Nasalang 6 p.m. na ako nasalang.
Ay.
May dala ka bang baon dok tayo na? Yun?
Tubig lang ang dala ko. Hindi mo na ako kumain, hindi mo na ako lumabas ng linya kasi baka masingitan ako. So from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., walang kain-kain, walang tubig lang talaga.
Tapos mag-audition ka pa, oh my
Mag-audition ka. First screening lang yun. And then, nung nag-audition ako first screening, nakapasa ako, sabi ko, okay, sige, diretso. May second screening pa, tapos kukuhanan ka pa ng VTR, interview ka pa ng
content. Wait, on the spot, sasabihin sa'yo, you pass?
Yes, you proceed to the second screening.
Okay, okay.
Tuloy-tuloy yun hanggang matapos, hanggang ilang screening yun?
Dalawang screening. Nakadalawang screening ako. Tapos nung second screening, ayun, kinuhanan ako ng mga details and information, and then kinuhanan ako ng VTR, tapos kumanta ako ulit. And then, sabi nila, okay, yung parang pag nag-a-apply ka ng job na ano, sabihin nila, don't call us, we'll call you.
Exactly.
Parang, yeah. Tatawagan ka namin kung nakapasa ka.
Kung nakapasa ka.
Sabi ko, okay, sige. And then, it was months before they texted me or they called me. So, akala ko wala na naman. Akala ko hindi na naman ako nakapasok. And then, sabi ko, parang wala yata. Parang ilang buwan na wala pa rin. So, nag-decide na ako na bumalik na lang ng school. So, naka-isang sem pa ako bago nila ako tinawagan. And then...
Oh my, kasi UST, no? Okay, okay. So, yeah. UST pa rin. Okay, go.
So, naka-isang sem pa ako. Actually, what's funny was I was paying my tuition. I was enrolling for that semester. As soon as I done paying my tuition, saka sila nag-text sa akin. So,
what? Grabe ka talaga. Nabigay ka ng pera sa UST?
Nag-ano
na. Aral, UST ko
meant ka mag-aral. Kunin
mo na yung pera ko. Okay, go. Tapos.
So, what's funny was I was, the voice was airing. Like, I was taping episodes of The Voice. I was still going to school. So, parang nakikita nila na, uy, nakapanood ka namin, ha? Nasa, ano ka, nasa The Voice ka, nasa Voice ka. So, oo. Parang, yeah. Parang ano sa mga classmates ko na Amazon on The Voice. So, yeah. Finally, they texted me. They called me na, uy, pasok ka sa The Voice. So, sabi ko, grabe naman. Grabe naman yung timing talaga. But, yeah, it was quite the experience to finally get on The Voice after everything that... I've been through.
So how did you feel? How did you feel when the first chair turned? Who was it? Was it Sarah or si Apple?
I think it was. I think it was Sarah and Apple. Lea. They turned at the same time.
Oh no, sila muna, no.
Si Coach Lea nisunod. So, but yeah, that was I didn't even realize it na umikot na sila. Kasi when I was singing it, you don't hear that. That's in post-production na eh. They put that effect after na eh. So hindi ko narinig yung... parang finifeel ko lang yung kanta. I was like, you know, feeling it. I was closing my eyes. When I opened my eyes, they were already turned. Uy, may naka-ano na ako. So, tas ako pa, ang goal ko lang talaga at that time was kahit isa lang yung umikot. Kasi... parang after everything na pinilahan ko and in-audition na ko, tapos pagdating doon, walang umikot sa akin, parang sayang naman. Yung ano. So, I was going into it na sana kahit isa man lang, kahit may isa man lang umikot, please kahit isa man lang.
Hindi ka ba nagtampo kay Bamboo?
Hindi naman.
Kasi hindi siya
umikot. Pero siyempre, maganda sana kung naka-4 chair ako, pero...
Nagtabihan. I mean, imagine si Lea Salonga pumunta pa talaga sa kay yeah. Sarah Geronimo, no? Just to like hug her.
Kilig na kilig sila sa boses mo, and then when they saw you,
mas lalo silang kinilig ang gwapo nito.
Ano to yan, ha? Yung gwapong pre-showbiz pa to, ha? Eh, nakita mo naman yung gwapo ngayon.
Teka nga, pa-sample nga nung Slay With Me. Yeah, audition.
Stay With Me.
Kahit na Stay With Me, please.
Stay With Me. Yeah.
Stay With Me.
Sige. Oh, won't you stay with me? Because you're all I need. This mirror, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me.
Oh my God.
God.
May suot ako ngayon, nalaglag.
Alam mo, kung may kapatid lang akong, as in younger sa akin na single, my God, talaga sinabi ko na, uy, inireto kita dito. Single sa Jay.
Paano mo na-develop yung Jay?
Kunintunan niya.
A single ba?
Oo, kunintunan niya yung gusto niya sa isang
partner. Tama ako din. Wala na, even if it doesn't matter, kinukwento ko lang sa'yo na single din ako. Pero hindi pa.
Sabi ko na nga ba?
Diba? Pero, balik tayo dun sa yung voice mo yung kumukulot-kulot. Paano mo, paano mo
dinevelop rin si Jay kasi?
Dinevelop mo ba yan? O kasi R&B yung nag-start ka na nakilala ka namin. So, how did you develop yung kulot-kulot boses mo at saka yung falsetto?
Mm-hmm. Yung kulot-kulot, na-mention ko kanina kay Jessie na I was taking voice lessons since I was 10 years old. And part yun sa mga natutunan ko was how to do runs and how to do riffs. But also, like growing up, I was listening to a lot of R&B artists also. So na-mention ko kanina sila Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson. Yes. Yun yung mga influences ko, musical influences ko. And when I turned like around in my teens area, actually nung bata ako, mataas yung boses ko talaga. Usually ganun naman pag batang lalaki, mataas yung boses.
Hindi so, pa bumabagsak yung ano. Yung kinakanta ko dati.
Oo, hindi pa bumabagsak yung ano. Yung boses, hindi pa bumabagsak.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ah, yung boses ba? Okay, hindi ko alam yun. Sabi nyo. But, tapos, yeah, tapos?
Dati, ang mga kinakanta ko, pag pinapakanta ko, Whitney, Mariah, kasi naabot ko pa dati.
Oo.
Tapos when nag-drop na yung voice ko, medyo nahirapan ako mag-transition yung kung ano yung mga kakantahin ko kasi nag-break na eh, parang puyok-puyok na ako eh. Doon ko na-develop naman yung...
Nagbinata yung voice bigla na, eh.
Doon ko na na-develop yung facet ako. Sabi ko, I have to change the way I sing kasi hindi na nag-work sa akin yung nagbe-belt ako kasi nga.
Kaya mo mag-whistle parang si Morissette at saka si Mariah.
Hindi ko na develop yun. Falsetto lang.
Paano mo inaalagaan ang boses mo?
Every time na I have to perform, I really have to warm up. I really have to do my vocal exercises right before para hindi na stress yung hindi na bibigla yung vocal cords. I think
walang yosi.
Yeah.
Pati ino? You don't drink?
I drink occasionally. Pero hindi naman ako super heavy drinker talaga. Occasionally pag may mga parties or mga events. I try to sing every day. Usually naman talaga kumakanta-kanta naman ako kahit every now and then, kahit every day, kahit mga pa-happy hour lang. Just need to use my voice. Kasi sabi nila, pag hindi kasi ginagamit, parang quote-unquote nangangalawang. So,
muscle nga daw kasi yan. Muscle kailangan ginagamit.
It's a muscle. So, kailangan ginagamit. So, ayun. Usually pag kumakanta ako, if I have an event that I have to sing, na ano, hindi muna ako nag-dairy or spicy food kasi it produces like mucus sa
boses.
Vocal cords mo or sa nose. So ayun, para lang open yung yung pagganta and yung breathing. Try to avoid it. Pero pagkatapos pwede na ako magpizza, pwede na ako mag-cheese. Yes, and ice cream. So, actually hindi naman ako na hindi kailangan malamig. Okay lang naman sa akin.
Natural kasi talagang gifted ka na. So nung nanalo ka noon, were you expecting during the competition that you're gonna win? Or parang wala lang?
No, not really, not at all. Kasi talagang sa season ko, ang daming magagaling.
Magagaling sobrang, kayo lahat?
Lahat magagaling.
Sobrang daming magagaling sa season namin. And I was just really happy to make it to the finals. I was happy to make it every step of the competition that I was going through. Sobrang thankful lang ako na, yes, nakapasok na naman. Yes, another round, pasok na naman. Exactly. Okay, pasok na naman ako sa knockouts, pasok na naman ako sa battles. Okay, sige. Tapos finals na naman. And then, even like halfway through the live shows sa finals, parang feeling ko, siguro hindi naman yata ako mananalo. Kasi hindi ako nananalo sa votes eh. Lagi lang akong sinesave ni Coach Sarah. Like, if it comes down between two of us, and then Sarah has the choice to save one. Ako yung sinesave niya. And then halfway through the competition, I sang Kahit Kailan by South Border. That was the first time that I won the votes.
Ang galing eh.
Tapos ayun, nagsunod-sunod na nakaabot na tayo sa finals.
Meant for you talaga na manalo ka ng The Voice.
Yeah. Grabe. So if you see my reaction sa talagang genuine yun na shock talaga. Like, yung napaluhod na si Sarah
Umiyak din. Genuine shock talaga. Si Sarah. And what I really loved about your yung reaction mo sa yung nanalo ko was yung paan mo nagpasalamat ka kay Lord.
Exactly. Yeah. No?
You lifted it up back to Him. Alam mo
yun? Yeah.
So since then,
talagang binalik ko lang sa kanya.
Binalik mo. Since then, nung nanalo ka, how was it so far? Like, since nanalo ka, like, how was your journey? Tuloy-tuloy na? Like, I'm sure sobrang sikat. Like, ang dami-dami ng mga guestings and everything. So how was your journey after you won?
Yeah, actually that first 2 years, the first year was like the dire-diretso talaga. Like even the day after pagkapanalo ko, Monday agad yun, nag-showtime agad ako. Di ba? But I didn't have time to like really take everything in and like everything mag-sink in sa akin and process. Uh-oh. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's been quite the journey so far, and I've gotten to experience a lot of different things during like in my whole journey in my singing career. And it's been 8 years, actually. I just celebrated my 8-year anniversary last March.
Oh, congratulations. Thank you. Pala, no?
Grabe. So, buti parang kailan lang. Eh,
no? Oo, parang kailan. Yeah. Buti hindi ka tumitigil, no? Kasi yung iba, kasi maraming pag nananalo na sa contest. Mm-hmm. Tapos biglang nawawala na lang sila after 2 years, 3 years. Yeah. Pero ikaw, continue ang laban. Mm-hmm. Continue. Pero how did you
know
that?
I'm very thankful.
Yeah. How did you know na ano? Kasi yung iba, di ba, parang, nanalo sila, sumikat sila, tapos biglang nawala. Pero, mm-hmm. tapos, parang, dahan-dahan na parang, ay, hindi na ako sikat or whatever. Pero, how, paano mo nalaman sa sarili mo na parang, oh shit, I made it? Like, hanggang ngayon sikat pa rin ako.
Yeah, I think, even till now, I'm not sure if I could say that I've made it. You know, I feel like, every day is a new opportunity for me. Everything that comes my way, pag merong bagong project or may bagong ibibigay sa akin na ano, I'm always like, you know, meron pa ring imposter syndrome a little bit. I'm always like questioning it. Ay, talaga ako yung pinili, ako yun. But yeah, which I think that's just my way of keeping myself humble and keeping my feet on the ground. But it's been quite the journey talaga. It's been quite the work. I think siguro kasi mahal ko talaga yung ginagawa ko. Exactly. It's really my passion. Music is really my passion. Making music, performing. And I always put an emphasis on professionalism. And I always try to be professional. Always try to be on time whenever I have a call time. I always try to be kind with, you know, the staff and everyone that I work with. So, ayun, meron nga akong mantra na sinasabi laki na if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, you're fired. Yan ang lagi ko iniisip na,
oh, wow.
So, I'm always very, like, wary of that na talagang kailangan paaga ka. Okay na yun kahit doon ka na mag-antay, basta andun ka na.
So, diba? Ano yun? Kasi, so, hindi lang ito pure talent, pati work ethic pinairal mo para.
Work ethic is also business.
Ito. Pero, during sa 8 years na ba yun? Kasi, you're very talented, okay yung work ethic mo, and you're given the projects, right? Itong 8 years ba nagkaroon ng laylo na hindi ka binigyan? Hindi kasama yung pandemic, ha? Yung parang,
pandemic, iba
suddenly,
yun,
parang hindi ka naging favorite, hindi ka kinukuha bigla sa ASAP. May ganon.
Walang project.
Meron naman. May mga times din naman talaga na, ay parang, hindi na yata nila ako kinukuha. Parang, siguro I think, kasi so sobrang daming magagaling na singers sa atin. And every year, meron lagi nanalo. That's really the reality. Every year, may bagong winner ng singing contest. And syempre, lahat ng attention napupunta sa kanila kasi they're trying to build their career and trying to build their, you know, their popularity and stuff like that. But I try always to think na itong career na binigay sa akin, parang hiram lang to. Parang hiram lang ng binigay lang sa akin ni Lord na at borrowed time. So, I try not to compare myself to others. I try not to be, you know, bitter about pag may mga bagong ano, mga singers up and coming. Actually, I'm very supportive every time na may bagong up and coming na singers. Kasi, I've been through what they've been through. Eh. Parang naranasan ko din yung naranasan nila na mag-audition and mag-contest na yung every week laging may bagong ka ba, hindi mo alam kung laging nakasalalay yung future mo sa in the hands of, you know, the public. So ayun, I'm not gonna say na everything has been super, you know, peachy clean, kumbaga na parang dire-diretso and laging lang tayong nasa tuktok lagi, but I always try to think na kanya-kanyang time lang talaga, oras-oras lang talaga. And I'm just so happy na in the 8 years, I'm still getting jobs, I'm still getting work.
Exactly.
And I'm still able to do what I do.
Hindi lang yun. Ano pa siya? May ang tawag nito, meron ka pang mga acting, right? Acting stints.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Grabe, imagine mo. Nakailang ano ka na ba? May teleserye?
Nakadalawa na ako na acting gigs. Ang first ko was because I did the theme song for Be My Lady, the teleserye back with Erich Gonzalez and Daniel Matsunaga before. So I did the theme song, and then the director, si Sir Directed Boborol, asked me to do a cameo on the show. So I had a little role dun sa show na yun. First time ko umacting sa buong buhay ko. And sobrang yung kaba ko talaga, hindi talaga. Kasi hindi ko siya comfort zone. I'm used to singing and performing, but yung acting talagang hindi ko siya forte talaga. But everyone on set was super supportive. Sila Erich, you know, they were very nice to me and they were very welcoming. So naibsan naman yung kaba ko when I was doing the acting. Wow. And then I didn't realize, I mean, when I was doing it na, parang, ala, masaya pala to. No? Parang na-enjoy ko pala siya. It's also, kasi nakoconnect ko rin siya sa pagkanta. I mean, singing also is some form of acting also.
Acting, you know, exactly.
When you're performing the song and when you internalize the lyrics and the message of the song, you're also kind of acting towards the audience, imbibing the message of the song that you're performing. So, parang it goes hand in hand. And then, after I did MMK. That, I did MMK. Yeah, I did Maalala Mo Kaya. I did an episode. And that was during the pandemic. So lock-in taping naman kami doon. That was also a different kind of experience naman yes. din. So I played a doctor. I played a professor of medicine. So I had to learn a lot of very technical medical words and mga concepts and stuff like that. I even had to ask my mom, paano ba pronounce
kasi
ko mga to.
Pala, kasi nurse, no? Oh, yes.
Yeah, so nurse yung mama.
Wow.
So I'm playing a nursing professor. Paano ko ba to anuin? So she taught me a lot of things on paano ko i-act yung role ko. But yeah, that was also a very very amazing experience also. Tapos yung time pa na yun, blonde pa yung buhok ko. Kasi yun yung ano
yun. Pala, naka-blonde yung buhok mo. Pero bagay yeah, sa'yo yun, ha?
Thank you.
Sa'yo yung blonde ang buhok, ha? Bakit ayaw mo tuloy?
Medyo ano siya, taxing siya on the hair eh. Kasi it takes a lot to maintain it. And,
exactly, totoo.
Feeling ko kasi pag pinatuloy ko pa siya, kasi I'm already 32, feeling ko baka mapanot pa ako na.
Okay na yan.
Bati ka na.
Mukhang bata, yes, no?
No, yung mukhang bata. At saka pinag-usapan yung hair, ha?
20s.
Konektado na rin sa fashion yan. Like, I like what you're wearing now. Pati yung kinantap mo yung ulit-ulit sa ASAP, yung naka-fur coat.
Yung fur coat, yeah.
Di ba parang 70s kind of yung vibe mo? Are you dressing yourself up or do you have a stylist?
Actually, I dress myself. Ako lang din.
Ganun kakagaling?
Yeah. Wow.
Tignan mo, may stylist ka.
Away my rings for
yes.
you kasi nakita. O yan, no? Mahili ka sa rings.
Yes.
Pero wala akong cutex ngayon. Wala akong manicure.
Ako wala na din. Oh,
uso ngayon yan eh.
Natanggal na rin yun sa akin. Oh. Kailangan ko na magpaulit. Kasi ano na eh, nag-overgrown na. So, tinanggal
ko
muna. Pero
ang mga lalaki ngayon nagma-manicure na?
Yes. Yeah. Uso na ngayon na nail art for men. Meron na.
Ito, oh. Meron nga ako. Oo.
Kakaiba kayong mga lalaki. Talagang idol nyo kami mga babae. Lahat na lang, you have to emulate everything what we do. Oh my God. Just kidding. Pero wait, so, ang galing no, kasi, ang galing, you always continue to evolve. Mm-hmm. Pati pala yung pagiging stylist, pati, baka naman theater, pasukin mo na rin.
Actually, when I was in USC, Conservatory, musical theater yung ano ko talaga, yung major ko. Musical theater.
Oh.
Although, hindi na ako umabot dun sa performing part kasi 2 years nga lang ako dun kasi nag-The Voice na.
Pero at least meron kang ano, merong...
I have a little bit of background, yeah.
So, I'm sure it will be so natural for you to act on
stage. Hindi malayo na you will
It's try. one of my goals and one of my dreams to be on a musical stage sana. To be part of a musical ensemble. Okay. May mga times before na dapat mag-audition ako, hindi lang nagka-tugma yung schedules talaga. Pero hopefully soon pag may dumating. Gusto ko.
Oh my God.
Like with Rachel Ango, di ba, na talagang, ano na siya, she's part of Hamilton, she's part of Les Mis, stuff like
exactly.
that. So.
And a
kaya
full Pinoy, yung the full Pinoy first Broadway right now playing, Here Lies Love.
Pag may audition dyan, mag-audition ka, ha?
Oo, sana. Kung meron. At kung sumakta yung schedule sa I would love to be part.
I have a feeling na magkakaroon niya ng audition like anytime soon. Diba? Yes, yes. Oh my God, teka, o nga pala, 1 hour na. Teka, sandali, bago ang lahat, yung show mo naman dito sa US, excited
yes.
ang lahat. Ang dami-dami, ang daming labada. I'm so proud of you. You know, ang dami-dami mong shows, ang dami-dami nangyari sa life mo, by bagong single, bagong EP. Mm-hmm. Ayan, so ikwento mo naman sa amin to, kailan to? Vocal yes. Champs naman. So kailan to? Kailan yes. ang kasama mo dito si... Of course, Casey Tandingan, my God, my favorite. And mm-hmm. si Kyla, right?
Yes, okay, so, Casey Tandingan, yes. Kyla, and Miss Yang Constantino. Yeah, it's called Vocal Champs.
Grabe.
Ako yung special guest nila. We are doing multiple shows in the US and Canada. Yun nga, so, as you can see on the screen right now, we'll be at LA on the 21st of July. And then sa Houston din, July 22. Sa Washington, D.C., July 28. And sa New York, dyan. Punta kami dyan sa inyo sa July
yes.
29. Sana makita ko kayo in person.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Lalagay
yes.
ko sa calendar
na yan. And then Vancouver. Yes. Sa Vancouver on August 4th and sa Calgary on August 6th. And also, before that, meron din kaming all-star cast na show. Ayan. Yes. All-star concert namin. Sa mga ano naman to, mga cornerstone artists naman to from Cornerstone Entertainment, our management. So ayan, makikita nyo sila Piolo Pascual, Miss Catriona Gray, we have Sam Milby, and also Yen Constantino and Kyla and Casey. And but we also have Inigo, Eric Santos of course, and si Zephanie and yours truly. So ayan, as you can see, our first show is on July 14th sa San Jose, sa Center for the Performing Arts. And then, meron ako dito physical copy. Ayan, uso pa
diba?
So, physical copy ngayon.
Yan talaga, physical copy.
Yung mga ibang dates din. Nako, naka-mirror yata. But yes, sa San Jose, sa July 14th. And then sa Seattle, we'll be in Seattle, Washington. Sa July 15 naman yan. And then sa Temecula on July 16 naman. So, yeah. For more information, guys, you can go to... it's on my Instagram. I posted yes. about this. And also on the official Cornerstone social media. So, andun yung mga ibang dates din. And kung saan, and all the numbers that you need to contact for tickets. So, yun sana makita po namin kayo. Ako, sobrang saya po dito.
Hindi ka masyado busy.
Ang dami. Ang dami yung artist. Nakakaloka.
Grabe, all-star cast, no?
Sana meron yes. dito sa New York.
Sana, hopefully. If the tour is, you know, is successful, which I'm hoping it is, we're gonna expand more shows pa, and hopefully more shows in New York also. I can't wait to go back to New York. Oh my God, I miss New York. It's been a while since I've been.
When was the last time na nagbumisita ka? You visited New York?
Ano pa? 2016 pa. That was ASAP New York. When we did ASAP in New York. Sobrang tagal na. So I wish to be back.
Ang dami ng bagong mga, you know, places to go. Yung mga yes. new places to go. Ang dami na. I wish you can stay longer, no? So we can chill. May mga barkada ka ba sa New York?
Wala eh. Wala akong mga...
Kami na, barkada. Yes. Kasi si Noy...
Kayo na. Si Jess.
Wala ka na magagawa. Kami yon.
Oo, kasi si Noy, nung nag-guest yeah. namin siya, kasi we guested Noy. Oh, thank you, Noy. Wow, we love you.
Yes, we're hello, Noy.
Noy. Tawag ko sa kanya, Noy and Noy. Actually, he's gonna have a lot of... hinook up ko siya dun sa friend kong producer. So he has a huge concert. Sana pala, kayo nang nagsabay. Sa kung kailala lang na maaga.
Next time,
meron pa namang next year. So, ang tawag nito, since... Bisaya, sa lang producer. Si Joel Sibag. Sige, magstorya kami ni Joel.
Okay yun.
Sobra. So, ang dami niyang shows ngayon sa New York. Pero when we interviewed Noy from the first time, since then, we became good friends. So, talagang naging barkada kami, chit-chat, whatever.
Ayos.
Kaya sabi niya, Jesse, say ko, sasampaling kita pag hindi tayo mabasa.
Sa'yo pa rin mapinapadala yung mga comics niya, Jesse.
Mga comics niya.
Hanggang ngayon. Oo na, super kiligi ko yan yung mga comics.
Bumibili ng comics. Tapos sige, Jesse, dito na sa inyo papadala. Sige, padala mo na dito.
Okay, next time, pag pumunta ako dyan sa inyo, kahit bakasyon lang, dyan na ako pupunta sa inyo.
Tara, Diyos ko. Wala problema, we have a spare room.
Yay!
Alin lang diri dong.
Dihan na ko ba ka lang kayo? Mahal kayo ang hotel. Dihan na lang ko
diri na lang ka dong. Yes. Unsa na, just be careful with J-Cas. Just kidding.
Why?
No,
iikot ka namin. Iikot ka namin. Paulit-ulit. Oh, diba?
Yes, for sure. Like how many days ba ka nagstay dire? I mean, tiga, Bisaya bigla. Nung nagstay ka before nung 2014 or 16?
Kadali ra murag kuan na mi murag siguro 5 days after na mo sa live nga kuan. And that was a lot of rehearsals and tapings. So we didn't really get to like super like go around here.
We did
see a couple. Yeah, I went to 2 Broadway shows, which was fun. I watched The Color Purple and On Your Feet. So ayun, isa din sa mga gusto kong ma-experience ulit is to watch more Broadway shows. But I didn't even get to see Statue of Liberty. So may mga
bucket list mo. Let's go.
Times Square lang, tapos I went to the Met Metropolitan Museum.
Meron pa yung Brooklyn Bridge sa Dumbo.
Dumbo nakapunta ako Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Bridge nakapunta ka. Oh,
yes, mas yes. World madami Trade pa. Center. Ayan, marami pa.
Ang dami. Empire State, naku, mas madami pa, mas marami ngayon, no, mga The Edge, yung mga
Central Park, nakapunta.
Oo, mas marami pa yung mga bago ngayon, basta mas madami. Di ba, Ali, since parang that was like 6 years ago na ba? Was it 6 years?
Yeah, ang dami, I think so,
ang dami ng nabago, ang dami ng bagong ginawa. So, tsaka hindi lang yun, marami ka pang dapat puntahan na let expand, hindi lang sa Manhattan, you can go
yes,
anywhere
around it.
Hindi lang yung pang tourist, mga
pang tourist, yung mga pang local,
yung mga pang locals talaga. Yes,
we'll bring you to the local spot talaga kung saan kami madalas pumupunta. My God,
yes,
naku,
nice,
exciting to. Sana mag-meet tayo in person. Excited na kami kasi kung gano'n namin ka love si Noy, ganun ka rin namin.
Nakabay Facebook at ka na mo.
Yes, sige. Sa tawag ni personal Facebook, yes.
Oh, ihanda kay Jesse.
Yes. At least naanak kay amigo at amiga. Amiga pala.
Amiga.
Doang amiga, huwag si direct amigo, karon dire sa
alam mo, si Rachel Alejandro stays here. And then, alam mo, yung ginest namin siya.
We became good friends.
Kainuman na namin dito.
No, but the last week, like, we go out and that's why, you know, I'll be honest with you, we love, you know, having this show kasi yung mababait na celebrities nagiging barkada rin namin. Yung mga cool, basta cool and kind.
Sino ba hindi mababait? Yes,
Jason kanina. Lahat ay na mabait eh. Ay, gaga, ikaw no? Mabatukang.
Mabait lahat, oo nga.
Mabait
anyways,
lahat.
Oh my God, mabait. So anyways, my God, 1.5 hours sa maraming salamat.
Saka may tanong pa ako.
Ay, ito pala, okay, yes, last pala ni, sige,
babawi
go ahead,
ako,
go.
Babawi
go.
Naman. Oo.
Okay, go.
Kasi nga, sinisisi ko yung yung ponytail mo to dahil nawala yung wifi namin.
Oo nga, walang yaka. Sinisi talaga yung bagong ponytail. Okay, go.
So Jason, I know you experienced a lot in your life, like personally and professionally. So I want to know, if you were given a chance to travel back in time and then talk to yourself, yung batang Jason, anong sasabihin mo sa kanya?
Wow, naman. Thank you so much for that wonderful question, J-Cass.
That is such a wonderful answer.
Grabe naman. Siguro, I think just to believe in yourself more. I think I spent so many years just worrying about stuff, having so much anxiety about nothing, and just always questioning my self-worth and always having that, you know, that imposter syndrome that I mentioned earlier. Masyado akong parang feeling ko everything is fleeting naman. Para everything is parang binigay lang sa iyo for a certain number of time. So, lagi kong kine-question yun na, para sa akin ba talaga to? Parang hindi ko naman yata deserve. Parang marami pang mas magaling sa akin. I would tell myself na, yes, you deserve it. You deserve to take place. You deserve to take space in this industry. Because you worked for it. You put in the work. You put in the effort. And there's a place for you here in the industry. And siguro yun lang yung sasabihin ko na, and also to enjoy the process also. Kasi yun nga, I spent so many times worrying about things and trying to be so perfect and so everything has to go right, everything has to be, that I forget to enjoy it, to enjoy the process na parang Minsan nakakalimutan nga, oo nga no, nakapunta pala, nakapag-show na ako sa Italy. Oo nga, nakapag-show na ako sa New York, nakapag-show na ako sa LA. So parang dahil sunod-sunod siya, and dahil medyo sa sobrang busy din, hindi ko siya na-enjoy in the moment. Parang ano ko lang na, ah, kailangan gumising na naman ako ng maaga for the flight. Kailangan mag-rehearse ako para sa show na to. Minsan na mawala sa isip ko na, oo nga, no, parang you dreamt about this stuff. And this was something that you wanted for so long. So sinasabihin ko lang to myself na, yeah, just relax a bit, breathe, and enjoy the process.
Take a few seconds to enjoy the scenery.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Grabe no, alam mo, kompleto ka na, kasing kompleto si Ricardos. A good-looking, very talented person, very kind, and matalino pa.
Nakakainip din. May bago na naman akong crush. Ang haba na ng listahan ng roster.
Oh my God. Ka. Kompleto ka na. I mean, we know that you're very talented, but we know, like, lalo kami humanga, like, you really, like, na, yeah. Mararamdaman mo eh.
Kasi alam mo na, pati yung imposter syndrome na yan, I have a little bit of that. I also fight that eh. So it's it's refreshing that, you know, totoong tao ka, you also go through it. Even sa TV, nakikita ka namin, oh my God, he's so perfect. Ang galing niya kumanta. Ganto. Alam mo yon.
And that makes you, you know what, keep it that way because, you know what, I feel like, na-mention mo kanina rin, di ba? Like, that will make you humble all the time.
Yeah, it grounds you.
Yeah. Yeah, pag wala ka ng ganyan, na parang, shush, ako pa, ganyan. Wala na, as in, lalaki na yung ulo mo.
Lalaki na yung ulo mo.
Tsaka, ano, parang it drives you, it motivates you.
Sorry, bastos, talaga si Jay.
Si Jay sinagsabi, ha?
Hindi, ha? Ako talaga, okay, give me, sorry, go ahead, Jason.
No, I feel like, you know, yung ganun, yung parang, yung nerves, or yung, ano, yung parang, a little bit of imposter syndrome, is also, it motivates me to improve myself and to better myself in my craft. Kasi parang kailangan kong galingan pa sa susunod. May igagaling pa to.
Uh-uh.
So like every time na may pinapanood ko yun, I'm very critical of myself. So like when I watch a performance of mine, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that. That could be improved. I could do this and do that to improve the performance. So I think it helps you with your growth as an artist.
Galing. Mm. Oh, pero last naman, piggyback doon sa question ni J-Cass. Last message mo, hindi pala question, it's like a request. Last message mo doon sa mga, you know, mga nangangarap, especially yung mga katulad mo nung bata pa na gusto nilang, they wanna pursue their career, sumali man sa contest, or yung iba, parang desperate na sila, nothing's happening. So, message mo naman for them.
If kayo po ay na nangarap din tulad ko na magkaroon ng career dito sa industriya natin, patuloy niyo lang, tuloy-tuloy lang po. Audition lang kayo ng audition hanggang sa merong mag-yes. You're gonna encounter a lot of negative feedback. You're gonna encounter a lot of rejections. May mga times na hindi ka nila magugustuhan. And that's okay because the no's will lead you to the yeses. Yung mga rejections na yon, kailangan pasalamatan mo rin yung mga yon kasi kung hindi dahil doon, hindi ka mapupunta doon sa kung saan ka talaga dapat. And kanya-kanyang timing lang yan. Katulad ko nga sabi ko kanina, nag-audition ako sa mga X Factor, Pilipinas Got Talent. Hindi yun para sa akin. Hindi ko time yun. Pero thankful pa rin ako na hindi ako nakapasok sa mga contest na yun. Kasi kung hindi dahil doon, hindi ako makakapasok sa The Voice. Kanya-kanyang oras lang talaga. And if it's for you, it's for you in God's perfect time. So, huwag kayong ma-discourage, huwag kayong ma-dishearten kung walang nangyari, walang natutuloy. Kung yan talaga yung nasa puso nyo, yun talaga yung gusto nyong gawin sa buhay nyo, yun talaga yung pag-ising nyo sa umaga, ang una-una nyo na iisip ay kumanta at mag-perform at gumawa ng musika. Pagpatuloy nyo po, dire-diretso nyo po. And eventually, if it's for you, ibibigay po ng Diyos sa inyo. So, tuloy-tuloy lang.
God,
great
well
advice.
Said. What a great
Thank
advice.
You.
Kompleto na talaga si Jason D. Diyos ko, J-Cass. Ayan na. Sana kung babae ka lang, J-Cass, patay.
Ay, hindi. Ano lang
go
tayo?
Ahead, go ahead, J-Cass.
Mag-fangirl, fanboy na lang tayo kay Jason, like everyone
else. Yes. So, saka, markada na natin siya ngayon.
Last yaya mo to everyone sa mga shows mo.
Yes.
Jason. Yes, guys, of course, every Sunday, of course, ASAP natin to. Sana po manood po kayo. And yung mga shows po natin. Okay, quickly lang, recap lang.
Mga shows,
All-Star Concert! Yes! July 14, San Jose. July 15, Seattle. July 16, Temecula, California. Ayan, yung mga kasama po natin. Mga nagbibigat ang mga ibang artists ng Cornerstone. And then also Vocal Champs. After that, with yours truly, Kyla, Casey Tandingan, and Yen Constantino. So July 21 po, Los Angeles. July 22, Houston. And July 28, Washington. July 29, New York. And August 4, Vancouver. So lahat makapamilya natin sa Canada. And August 6 naman po, Calgary. So magkita-kita po tayo doon.
Grabe, daming labada. We are so proud of you, Jason. We are so
Thank
proud
you so
of
much.
You.
Thank
ka-ching,
you.
Ka-ching. We're so happy for you.
Thank you po.
Mag-shopping ka dito since passionista ka.
Nako, oo nga. Excited na rin ako dyan.
Wait, when are you coming here? June, right?
July 29.
Ayan, tama-tama. June and July, bago tayo mag-end, ano lang, tip lang. June and July is the semi-annual sale ng US.
Yay!
So, daming sale. As in, lagi yun eh. June and July, gitna, at saka end, which is November or December. Okay. Kaya swerte-swerte mo ang daming
Nako,
sale.
Nako, mag-excess baggage yata ako pa uwi.
Oo nga, siguraduhin mo wag ka masyado magdala ng gamit.
Oo,
para
makakamura ka naman.
Mapuno mo talaga ng mapuno.
Yes.
Oh,
ay, ano pala, outlet. Paano yung weather dyan sa July? Malamig ba or mainit?
No, ang init.
Summer yun. Okay.
Sakto, sa Pinas, sakto. Ang init. So parang okay. Pinas. Or even worst. Oh,
sakto.
Mainit,
at least hindi ko na kailangan magdala ng mga medyo makakapal na mga damit.
Don't. Sayang yes, lang. Yes. Para makapag-shopping ka lalo. Di ba?
Yun. Sakto, sakto.
Okay. Go ahead, J-Cast. Teka, pasensya na. Dahil, naku, pasensya na, Jason. 1.5 hours na pala.
Sabi okay ko, na, okay. Parang hindi nga, parang dumaan lang eh.
Oo nga, eh, parang dumaan lang, no? Ang saya, no? Ang sarap ng kwentuhan natin.
Ang sarap ng usapan.
Parang
diba?
Barkada Thank lang you. Talaga. Okay, go ahead, J-Cast. Close our show for this morning. Go!
Yes, thank you, Mga Kaogat, for watching this fun episode. And don't forget to share this amongst your friends and family. And salamat po mga TFC subscribers and I Want TFC subscribers for watching. Also, our Kumunizen sa ABS-CBN's FYE channel. Thank you for very much. And also sa mga pasahero natin sa Jeepney TV sa buong Pilipinas. Oh my God, Idol Jason D.,
yes!
Thank you very much.
Yay!
Sa masarap na sikahan natin and for letting us get to know you better, you know?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. Ayan, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, of course. Mag-ano tayo?
Mag-cheers tayo ulit.
Yes. Cheers.
Let's toast tayo this morning. Amid the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it over a glass or two.
Yay. Bye, Jason.
Bye, Jason.
Thank
have a new friend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.